Please allow me to repeat something from today's gospel. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts?" Because of what they had seen, Jesus had to have been hoping the disciples would have more faith in him and believe his words. And even though they saw him, they had trouble believing. Those who saw him nailed to the cross, and some who saw him after the resurrection. And yet, very patiently, he allowed them to see and touch him and ate with them so they would believe. For the last 2,000 plus years, nothing has really changed. Jesus now asks every one of us to have faith and believe. It's admittedly more difficult for us because we weren't there to witness things firsthand, as the disciples did. However, having faith really isn't that difficult because we do it all the time. Is there anyone here at Mass today who remembers World War II? If you do, would you please raise your hand? Well, if we weren't alive then, how do we know that World War II actually took place? As we know today, there are news stories about the war, but they could have been changed, the facts could have been changed, or made up. There are pictures, but as we know today, they could have been fabricated or taken place anywhere, or have all been taken in the same place. There are movies and stories handed down about what happened, but they're stories. But if I tried to tell you the war didn't take place, you would say I'm crazy. I'm sure everyone here believes that World War II took place, even though we didn't witness it. Why believe? Because it's been so well documented and studied, cross-referenced and corroborated, that no one could reasonably argue that it never happened. We have faith in something we never saw, simply because people said so. The crucifixion and the resurrection have been more documented, studied, cross-referenced, and corroborated over the last 2,000 years than any other human event. If we accept faith that World War II took place without any direct proof, why is it so hard for us to have faith and believe in the gifts of Jesus? We have faith every day in our lives when we go to an intersection and we have a green light. At that green light, we go through because we have faith that the other people are going to stop for their red light. And so we drive right through. It's so common to us, we don't even think about it. We innately believe that we'll make it through the intersection, and so we do so in faith. When we flip on a light switch, we believe the light will turn on. You can't see electricity. Nobody knows, or most of us don't know how it's made or where it came from. And yet, if you think about it, every time you flip the switch, you have faith the light will come on. But it's such an everyday thing, we don't think about it. We demonstrate faith in our lives in so many ways without even knowing it. And yet, like the disciples, we so often have trouble with our faith in God. Well, that's not always true. We seem to have great faith and pray without ceasing when we need a job. We seem to have great faith and pray without ceasing when we or someone in our family is sick. We seem to have great faith and pray without ceasing when someone we love is dying. But most of the rest of the time we get busy, we take control, prayer goes out the window, and in return so does our faith. Let's face it, far too often the strength of our faith is proportional to the strength of our need. And this creates a problem for our faith, because then we start saying things like, well, I didn't get the job, so God didn't hear my prayer. Well, my family member recovered, so I know that God heard my prayer. It's actually making excuses for God's role in our lives. God hears all prayers, but we don't know his will. And Jesus said, and why do questions arise in your hearts? He would like us to pray and have faith so regularly that, like the memory of World War II, going through the traffic light or flipping on the light switch, it becomes so regular we never think about it. We just operate our lives under the understanding that the resurrection is true. And when we do that, we realize that God hears all prayers. In Jesus' resurrection that we celebrate during the Easter season, God is with us before we were born, when we take our first breath, when we take our last breath, and now after we die. Because of the resurrection, God walks with us every step of our lives. Because of the resurrection, it must have been very difficult for Jesus to say, why do you have questions in your heart? But he asks you and me the same thing. It's okay to have questions. He has the answers. But we have to ask and we have to listen. And we should also remember that when we ask, it doesn't mean we're going to get exactly what we want. So just like the disciples, the saints of our church, how do we find the answers to the questions that are in our hearts? What do we do when we don't know where to turn? When we want proof? We ask through prayer. And we use the tools he's given us, like the Mass, the Bible, the sacraments, the prayers of the church, the rosary. And the more we use them, like the disciples, the better we'll understand. And the better we understand, the stronger our faith will be. It reminds me of a prayer that I've given in some homilies before. Gracious and loving God, our Father, it is your everlasting promise that when we ask, we shall receive. Not always what we want, but always what we need. For your ways are not our ways. You always hear us, and you always answer us in your own way and in your own time, and always in the compassionate healing presence of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.